views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
Everyone, I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you desire. Now, if there's a specific topic you'd like us to cover, or you simply want to connect with me after the show and say hi, connect with me through my website, my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. That address again is AskSueLondon.com. Now, before we start the show, I just got to talk to Christopher, my producer, and just catch up with him and find out what he's been up to and share with you all my great news of coming back from a Caribbean cruise, my first cruise. So, Christopher, have you been behaving the last week?
I have not been behaving, but it seems like a lifetime, Sue.
I know.
It seems like I haven't spoken to you in so long. We heard that wonderful archive of the Bob Barker interview on Thanksgiving, and as I was recuperating from all of that food that I ate on Thanksgiving evening, we enjoyed, we gathered around the radio to listen to the archive. It just was so enjoyable. I loved listening to that show. And then the week after, of course, we missed you again because that was a pre-record, and then... And now it's so great to be back. And you asked me what's new. Well, last night was our annual holiday stroll, which you attended last year. It was raining, though, when you were here.
That's right.
But the weather was perfect last night. I saw Santa Claus. When Santa Claus came into town, I just kind of disappeared for a little while.
And you did.
Yeah, we just missed each other. Just by a little bit, but the horse and buggy rides were out there. WBLQ was outside this year, and we even had our tent, too. Last year, we didn't have our official tent.
We had rain last year, remember?
I know, but we have a tent now, so we can broadcast in any weather.
Very nice. Well, I have to tell you, as you know, we went on a Caribbean cruise, and we were on the cruise for 2 days, and we booked a cruise for next year, and we go on our cruise November the 16th until the 23rd next year, so we're going a week earlier next year, so I am hooked on cruising, so it might be a possibility. Don't want to promise anything, but it might be a possibility I might be able to come down next year.
Wonderful, and right now you're kind of in a Caribbean mood, aren't you?
I am. Oh, my gosh. You know, it was our very first cruise. I would like to share with everybody, listeners, you've heard me say before, you know, try new things, and it makes your life an adventure, not just like a chore every day. And my husband surprised me. I shared with you over how many shows, I don't know, right, Christopher, that I turned 50 in November. And my
Happy
husband
birthday.
Surprised me. Well, thank you. I feel younger and younger every day. But my husband surprised me, and we went on a Caribbean cruise. We went to St. Kitts and St. Martin. St. Thomas and Dominica, Grenada. We did all that cruise, and it was amazing. My concern was I thought I'd get seasick. I was not nauseous at all, but I didn't have the sea legs. They talk about, you know, you want to get your sea legs. I was like falling over. Ross and I had to hang on to hands, you know, when we were first on the ship. And then when we come off the ship on the port every day, I felt like the islands were moving. And I kept asking everybody, you know, do y'all feel that the islands are moving? And that's what they were saying, that, you know, you have to get your sea legs. And when you get your sea legs, you have to get your land legs back. So it was such an amazing adventure for us. And you know how I love dogs? Well, mm-hmm. I was holding monkeys. I now have a love for green monkeys. And I haven't got them up on my Facebook yet, but we have tons of pictures of me holding monkeys, and a monkey had a piece of gum in his mouth and was pulling it out of his mouth. And Ross was kind of scared that this monkey's gum was going to fall in my hair and have to cut my hair, you know, like on the trip. But it was simply amazing and very affordable for anyone who's, you know, looking at their budgets and that for traveling. It was awesome trip. But yeah, I'm ready to go back tomorrow. And especially with the nice warm weather there too, you know, how can you not want to go?
Right. One thing I wondered about these cruises now, did you spend most of the time on the boat itself and only a little bit of time on land? Or did you get to come off the boat for a while and spend some time on St. Thomas, as you said?
Well, what happens, the ship arrives in port every morning around between 7 and 8 in the morning, and we have the option to do excursions through the ship, and then we can get off the boat at any time after 8 a.m., 8:15 normally. And we had done some excursions that the ship had organized, and one day every night you sit with the same people, like at your dinner table. Mm-hmm. And the one couple, they were experienced cruisers. They really taught us a lot. And the one day we went with them and just rented a taxi and had the taxi take us all around. So it was kind of on our own time. We were able to sleep in till like 7 o'clock that day instead of 5:36. So, yeah, it was awesome. So we had the option of going off every day, but there was one day when we were at sea. And when we were on sea, they have, you know, lots of stuff happening in the pool. They've got live shows. There's a floating casino for anyone who gambles. There's a store on the fifth floor I didn't know about till the fifth day, until Ross pointed it out. And then it was like I was a regular up there, you know. And then they do pictures. Yeah, it's really, I cannot talk highly enough about cruising. And everybody had said to me for years, you got to do this. So. You got to come with me next year, Christopher.
Oh, I'd love to.
Mark it in your calendar.
We'll bring the family.
That's right. Well, and this next year we're going to Aruba and Bahamas and St. Lucia.
Now, are there things to do? Like, let's say we brought the family. How about for the children? Is there an area for children? Oh, great.
Yeah, there is. Yeah, they actually have, there's one staff to every two people on the ship that we were on. We were with Celebrity Cruises, and they have like a whole program for kids. So you're going to get up in the morning and you can take your kids to the event coordinator for the kids. They have like for little kids and then for teenagers programs for them as well. And oh my gosh, like the events start at like 7 in the morning and maybe even earlier. I know Ross would go to the gym at like 6 o'clock, 6:30 in the morning.
Good for him.
Yeah, no, we'd go for breakfast, and then, you know, you'd see people dropping their kids with the kids program, and then some, maybe the parents might have gone on the excursions or, you know, the spa or something like that. So it is. It's really, you know, for all ages. So
and for animals, too?
Animals, well, I didn't see any animals on the ship. No, you can't take animals. But I was really, you know, blessed. I had a dog. I only saw one dog. That's why I kept asking that, you know, on all the islands, did they have dogs? Because we saw all kinds of people with monkeys, and monkeys had diapers on. And, and of course, you know, Ross likes to ask questions, and he went up to this man and, you know, said, why do they have them on? And they said that they're very hard to, like, potty train. Monkeys. And so they have them like pets, and a lot of them said that they used to have dogs, but they have monkeys, green monkeys.
That's cute. Instead.
Yeah, so I am, again, like I'll send you all those pictures, and folks, I'll get them up on Facebook so you can see them. But I have to tell you, I am in love now with monkeys as well. So it was a great trip. But I could fill the whole show talking about that, but we can't do that today because you know what we're talking about today, Christopher?
What are we talking about?
Well, we have got our superstar, Maria Simone, back with us today. And, you know, with me going on all these cruises now, you know, you got to have money to do that. So she's going to help everybody not only make money for any of these cruises I'm inspiring you to take or trips, but she's going to help everybody to find ways of how you can make money during the holidays. So, you know, everyone get your paper and pens out. Christopher, get ready to write.
Oh, I'm getting ready to write as we speak.
Well, you know, after we had Maria on in October, you remember how we had her on? And I've worked with her since we did that show. And guys, I'm telling you, if you have the opportunity to work with Maria or take any of her workshops or tell seminars, she's phenomenal beyond. I mean, she was great when she was on the show. So if you missed last show when Maria was on, that was October, all you have to do is go to hear the archive show. Go to transformationtalkradio.com. Click on Meet the Host, Sue London. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. You'll see some videos of Christopher and I wishing you Merry Christmas. You'll go all the way down the bottom, and you'll see Archived, and you'll click on that where you'll see October. And there you'll see Maria's name. And check that out, because she gave so many great details that show.
And you can find a lot of your stuff on YouTube, too, by the way.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, and we're on iTunes as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know. We're all over the place, aren't we, Christopher?
That's great. Networking.
But before we start, let's give a book away. It's the holiday season. So tell everybody how what they're going to do to get this book, Christopher.
Okay. Well, if you call up at 1-800-930-2819 and say, you have to tell me, I love Sue London. You have to say those words when you call in. That's the phrase that pays. I love Sue London. 1-800-930-2819. The first person to call and say that, because we know everybody loves you, Sue, but the first person to call and say it will get one of your books.
Wonderful. And we got to tell them that the book they're going to get, it's Soar Above It All.
Soar Above It All.
Adversities in life. And that's my personal life story of all the challenges that I went through and soaring above it all and going on to get rid of a disease that I was told was incurable and going through abuse and divorce and all kinds of crappy stuff and going on to meet Mr. Right and, well, you hear, you know, having the wonderful life that we really love and just it's an adventure every day. So check that out. So one more time, Christopher, what's the number they call?
1-800-930-2819. And you know what? Okay. I'm gonna throw in another prize too for our local listeners. We're doing a big contest where we're giving away a 24-month lease on a Volkswagen Jetta at Central Auto Group. We've got a bunch of keys here at the radio station that might start the vehicle. So in addition to the book, we're gonna give away a key.
Oh,
so,
my gosh.
A call's coming in right now. I'm going to answer
Wonderful.
It.
Well, without any further delay, let's bring this amazing superstar on, and let's start learning how to make money. And, guys, again, check out that archive show. It was done on October the 4th. So, Maria Simone, welcome back to our wonderful Get Inspired radio show.
I'm back. Hello.
Well, I just got my B12 shot. I've just come back from a cruise. Like, I could have gone on and on about the monkeys.
Okay, so here's the deal. This is so good because I'm going to take it up a notch. So I have something I'm going to put out there right now.
Okay.
We're talking about making money, right? Making, you know, increasing your revenue and getting that, getting those money juices flowing. So here's the deal. I loved hearing about your cruising stories. I love cruises. But you know what? You made a comment right at the very end. You said, you know what? I want to go on more cruises. So we're going to have to make more money to afford the cruises. But here's the deal. This is what I want everyone to think about.
Yep.
You want to start thinking about what are you doing now that you love that we could really look at monetizing? Because Sue London, they hire talent for all those cruises.
Hey, I'm ahead of you, girl. I spoke to them while I was on the show.
Those are enrichment. Those are enrichment folks. So when you're doing things that you're already loving, we want to look at monetizing it so you can. That's one of the best ways to increase your revenue is to keep doing what you're doing, right? But just make money doing it.
Exactly. And you know, I love it because you know, you and I have been working together, and I love it how you and I think the same about you can make money doing your passion. And if you're passionate about something, that you can attract money just like that, right?
Yeah.
So
we think it's so easy. I think part of the challenge with people is we're already doing things that you could actually monetize and make money from. But you, sometimes we think because it's so easy or because we love it so much and you know, we totally discard that there's another element of that. And really that's what you need to be doing. That's where you're going to make your riches because you're already tapped into that passion, that love, that energy and money. You know, the energy of money and love, it's all, to me, it's very similar. You know what I mean? It's like that excitement, the high vibration. So I just want to, that's the first thing that I would share with people is really looking at, you know, what are you doing with your talents right now, your ideas, and even in your connections, if you're a networker, we want to look at now monetizing that. Keep doing what you're doing. but let's take it up a notch. So I love. So you're going to be part of the enrichment programs of the cruises, right? So you'll go on multiple cruises a year and get paid.
Exactly. And now I know I don't get seasick. You know, what a better gift for me, right? I understand, before we go any further, Christopher, we have a winner of the key and my book. Who's that?
We have Paul. He goes by the name of Paulie, actually. Paulie Gincarella, who owns Toscano's Men's Shop in downtown Westerly. He wins the book Soar Above It All, and he asked that I just bring it down to his store for him. So that's what I'm going to do, because he's not far away from the radio station. So we congratulate Paulie. Thanks for calling in.
Yes, Paulie, thank you so much. And I understand that we have somebody on the phone as well that wants to talk to us.
Yes, we do. From across the pond.
Across the pond. Okay. Do you want to put them on?
They're on the air.
Hello. Welcome to Get Inspired Radio. You're talking to Sue.
You're on. I don't know where they went.
You must have lost them.
Well, let me go find him.
Okay. Well, Marie and I will keep talking. How's that?
Absolutely.
We just love technology, don't we, Maria? So let's talk now. We got people listening. They're going, okay, like, I'm passionate about this. Well, folks, I want to encourage you today. Phone in. Tell us what you're passionate about. And Maria is going to just give you all kinds of ideas what you can do. The number you're going to call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And also ask your questions on the instant feedback area on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. Christopher, do you have him back, I understand?
Yes, that was my fault. I put him in the waiting room and I forgot to take him out, but now he's here.
You're still on holidays here, right, Christopher?
That's right, but he's here with us now.
Okay, hello there, my friend.
Hello, Sue. How are you doing?
Good. How are you? I have to tell everybody who we're talking to. folks, we're talking about cruising. This is a man who went on the cruise with us. Jay.
Yes, I was having to endure 7 days with Sue. That was an experience.
Okay, and now you have to tell everybody. It was a pretty awesome experience, right?
It was. I was looking at some stats on the cruise, and they're saying here that they serve 6,000 pounds of chicken every day. Every week on every cruise. And I think that you ate most of those.
Okay. Now, you know what? You're supposed to scan our callers here, Christopher.
I know. I'm supposed to screen him first.
And Jay, I thought I told you, you're not supposed to bring up the chicken with me, remember? Okay, I have to tell everybody the story behind this. And, you know, things happen for a reason. Well, Jay and his wife, Guido, they were at our table on the cruise. And what happened was, I love chicken. You know, I love eating chicken. The food was phenomenal. And it was always made for us. So, you know, having food made for you. Maria, you know what that's like, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened, I was ordering chicken every night for dinner. And it got to be quite entertaining for everybody. And the waitress would say, stop ordering the chicken, order something else. As I'm watching my husband ordering frog legs and all these other things that I just don't eat. And so what happened on the way home on the plane, Jay, you'll like this one. And Jay's wife, by the way, is a doctor. So this is going to be interesting for her too. But what happened is I swelled up really badly on the plane. My ankles were bigger than my calves. And I went to the flight attendant and I said, okay, I drink water. What's the deal on this? So right away she said to me, what's your blood type? And I said, B negative. And she said, oh, she says, please tell me you didn't eat chicken at all this past week. And I said, I lived on chicken. And so she said, well, for my blood type, B negative, I should never eat chicken. So folks, from that experience I had, we're going to look at bringing on the doctor that wrote that book, Eating Right for Your Blood Type. So Jay, there you go. I can tell you were right when you said don't eat the chicken.
Good, good. Also, another fact is they go through 18,000 bottles of water and other beverages through the cruise as well. And I think, again, you drank most of those, Sue. You had a bottle every time I saw you.
I did, and I'm a big water drinker as well. Yeah. So, Jay, now our guest today on the show is helping people to make money. So, is there a passion that you have to make more money to go on that cruise with us next November 16th to the 23rd?
Yes, I'm working on that. I'm hoping I can make enough money to join you back on the cruise next year.
Oh, okay. So, I'm going to involve you as part of the show right now. Okay. No pressure, but tell us what your passion is, and then our guest Marie is going to tell you how you can make that extra money.
This isn't the hot seat. This is the love seat.
Yeah, well, this is what happens when you call and say, I ate all this chicken.
Okay, well, I mean, it's quite a coincidence, actually. I do enjoy finance and making money. I'm always looking at how I can make more pounds from the pounds that I already have. Obviously, shares and others have gone out of the windows at the moment, so any other ideas would be useful.
Okay, so Maria, why don't you take it from there and give him some ideas? Now, Jay's in England.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you're talking about surplus now. So when you have that surplus, you're looking at maximizing the value of what you already have. So you want to build your assets. So that's into wealth creation and investment. So that is something you want to look at. We're actually talking about creating, you know, some new revenue in your life, new income. But absolutely, if you already have surplus, you do want to look at investment opportunities. I won't venture down that path right now because that's a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm. However, what's another way to monetize that talent? So if you already have a talent at making money or talent at investments or doing that, you might even want to start an investment club. You might want to have your own membership community where people come, or a mastermind community where people come together and pay a fee, and you can discuss the investments that you're actually you're doing the research. You're looking at these things, you're investing your money, you're taking the risks. So people will pay you for that information. They'll pay you for your expertise. They'll pay you to pave the way for them. So that's how you can monetize the talent of, you know, investing. You don't have to be a financial advisor to do that. I mean, there's a lot of people that just have they're innovative, they're creative, they tend to be futurists with regard to investments and other things, and people pay them for their opinions.
And Jay is a very knowledgeable man as well. And Jay, tell Maria what you do.
Okay, well, I work as a project manager for a company in the England that provides emergency communication systems to all the emergency services. So that's fire, police, ambulance, and so on. It's quite a challenging because these customers aren't easy to please most of the time. Especially with the recent events in the world, it becomes more and more important that they get what they want and the systems work at all times. So I'm already regularly dealing with very demanding customers on a daily basis.
Mm. So, Jay, what would you like cruising? What else is your passion? What else do you enjoy doing?
Well, generally, travel altogether. You know, I travel quite a lot, and mm-hmm. What I most probably didn't tell you, Sue, is that I have a trip planned to Malaysia in the Far mm-hmm. East in February. Mm-hmm. We've got a trip to Spain in Europe in April, June time, and mm-hmm. we are looking at another cruise towards end of next year as well. So I'm very good at planning ahead and trying mm-hmm. to plan my year ahead on that. But we do like going to different places and visiting different parts of the world.
Okay, so Maria, I can tell you firsthand, this man is very adventurous. He loves to travel. I'm not going to tell you today, folks, about our adventure that Jay and I had water tubing, but that's another story for another show. But Maria, hearing he has a passion for travel, how can he make money from that?
Well, you know, just like what we suggested for you at the top of the hour, if you want to incorporate your travel into your, have it monetized or at least be compensated, you want to consider being part of the talent. They call them, their enrichment program. So every cruise has an enrichment program. They're either sports or athletic activities, shows, but a lot of speakers. So they invite people to talk about dating, relationships, health, computers, investments, all kinds of topics. So there are companies that actually do that. They book the talent. So what's interesting is if you have something interesting to talk about and you like cruising, you may want to get on those programs, and you pick and choose the cruises that you want to be a part of. And basically, and I don't have all the details, but your travel is pretty much covered for that. And it's an interesting way to travel and share your talent. Another way is just, you know, to continue doing what you're doing so that you have surplus in your life. So you take what you have and grow it so that you're constantly, you know, you have that surplus to invest in your travels, of course, which is something he's doing now. So he's not just relying on his job or his career to create that income. You're taking the surplus and you're reinvesting, and now you use the interest and the surplus to enjoy your life. But another thing to do is really a blogging, if you enjoy writing too. People love to hear, you know, they will live vicariously through you. So what's interesting is that you have you're an expert in emergency preparedness, and you're traveling. You're probably the best person to travel with as far as the safety factor. So you may want to create an angle where you're journaling your travels from that perspective, and people will subscribe to your blog. You'll have sponsors who will actually invest in your travels. Because you're talking about the
and
price.
Maria, I can tell you too that this was the first cruise for Ross and I, and Jay and his wife were, if it weren't for them, we wouldn't have known that we could have gone off the island and done the tours. Like I was saying earlier in the show, we went with this couple and did the taxi rides. They were very good at looking at your saving costs on cruises.
Yeah. You don't know these things until you get there. And also there's a lot of ways I know in the past when I've traveled, you know, if you're not really prepared when you go, you could really spend a lot of money you don't have to, especially with, you know, the not understanding the currencies and the cab rides and, you know, things like that. So people really love to plan ahead. And that's another thing, you know, based on your emergency preparedness background and your love of travel, just putting together little programs, even making an audio program or a book, an e-book, you know, based on your experiences and just sharing information that will allow people to have safer travels, you know, be more prepared, you know, things like that. So in a fun way, because you've already done it. You are the traveler. So those are some ways to do it, to blog and get sponsors, to put your own ebook or product together. People will pay that for that, especially if it's an ebook or it's a digital program, like an audio program that they could pay for and download on demand. You know, when they want it, when people want their information, they want it now.
Yeah.
So they will pay for that.
So now, Jay, are you inspired to go do that so you'll join Ross and I on that cruise in November?
I am, and actually I was shocked to hear the two link. I never thought about linking the planning side of it, the emergency planning experience you get from that to a holiday and maybe, you know, doing a blog or writing tips for people who are going on cruises or for any other tours. On what best way to tackle those. So that's something that I never thought of before. So
I think that timing-wise, Jay, is actually quite perfect because people really have a desire to explore the world. Americans are not as adventurous as people in other countries. We don't move around the world as much as Europeans and Australians and, you know, other countries. Mm-hmm. And so we're hesitant. We have a safety factor. So if you're really coming from that perspective, like here, make travel safe. You know, like really making it safe for them, they are more inclined to want to go out and venture out into the world.
Well, and Jay, you guys have been on how many cruises? 16? How many did you do?
No. It's most probably nine, I think. Nine different types. Yes.
So, and you've seen, you're experienced enough, like you know, one of the things, Maria, that happened, Ross and I didn't even know half the ship, and Jay and his wife were talking about all this food. We didn't even know that there was half the food on the ship and the programs that and orientations, and you had to put your bags outside the night before for them to pick it up. Like, these are things that Jay and his wife were telling us, and they're like, where did you get this information, you know?
That's really great. Yeah, it's really, there's a lot to know. You're right, when you go on a cruise, especially around the food. It's like amazing, isn't it?
Oh, my gosh. So, Jay, when are you going to start that book that I can start promoting it on the show?
Right, I've got to think about that then. Yes, you put me on spot with this.
Folks, just so you know, I don't pick on all of the listeners to call in, but this man, I just knew I was going to have something said about me, like with the chicken and the water, so I had to have some fun with him. But we did have a lot of fun on that trip. And, you know, if there's a way to bring this couple back on with us again, it would be absolutely awesome. It was quite an honor to have met you guys on that trip there, Jay. So now, did you have any... I don't want you sharing anything more about me, but is there anything you wanted to share about Ross or how wonderful we are or anything like that before we let you go?
No, I mean, it was a pleasure meeting you on the boat, and mm-hmm. I said it was lovely, lovely company, very good personality and people. We really enjoyed ourselves, and it made our cruise much more happier as well, having you guys there. And giving you some tips, and actually you appreciating those tips.
Yeah, we really, really did. And I have to thank you again. And one thing I did not share, folks, is that our anniversary, I was mentioning our anniversary was on the cruise. And thanks to Jay and his wife, wonderful wife, Gita, they made sure that Ross and I were up center stage dancing alone for our anniversary. And that was quite an experience. Thanks very much for that, Jay. So I think we have to go to a commercial break, do we, Christopher?
Well, if you would like to, we will.
Okay, well, let's take a commercial break,
okay.
And then we will talk more when we come back with Maria and get more people to call in. And let's encourage Jay Moore to write that book so we can see him and his wife on that cruise with us. As I mentioned, Jay, it was November 16th next year.
Yep.
Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
Are you ready to shift your life 180 degrees and bring more joy, more love, more money, and more happiness to your life? This can be your reality when you love yourself enough to experience our Essence of Gratitude Diamond Combo. Gratitude is on a mission to create a partnership between the hearts of all human beings. Wouldn't it be wonderful to cultivate this state of being every single day and not only on specific occasions? Give yourself or a loved one this priceless gift. Our diamond combo that includes all our creations and transforms your life in health, wealth, creativity, and enriched relationships. Awake the spark of joy and happiness during this holiday season and be part of a viral sharing as we spread the essence of gratitude around the world. Visit our shop for our special holiday offer at explorationgratitude.com.
Do you play enough in your life? What if play and the absolutely ridiculous were the place that creativity and your brilliance hide out? Did you know that laughter and play are the elements of change? Let's unleash the playful creative you. Join Brenda St. Louis on November 20th at 6 p.m. Pacific for a free telecall, a play date with the ridiculous. This is the beginning of a 6 play dates with the ridiculous series. Sign up now at knowthatyouknow.com/playdate. Get your silly on and register now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London, and my wonderful guest today is Maria Simone, and we're talking about how to make money during the holiday season. Now, we just had a caller that actually was on a cruise that I just went on, and Maria gave our listener, Jay, some ideas. He's a traveler a lot, and she's helped him to look at writing an ebook on how to go do the cruises and how to make money, be safe, and all kinds of tips around that. Maria, one thing that, another idea, people are looking at ways to make money. Holidays season is a great time to make money. Not only are people traveling, but one of the things that's happening for us, as you know, this next week, my husband and I are moving into a brand new house. We're close to Christmas, right?
Right.
Now, two of our daughters, one's, you know, getting ready, getting married in the next year and a half and saving our money, you know, towards the wedding and that. And the other daughter's just finished university, and they came to me and they said, you know what, Mom, what do you guys want for Christmas? And I said to them, you know, the greatest gift you could give us would be to help us with our move, but while we're unpacking, decorate our house for Christmas. And, you know, another daughter, make Christmas cookies for us, like all the Christmas baking, because we won't have a stove until like 5 days before Christmas, like just how everything's getting moved in.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of people in that situation, not maybe just moving in, but maybe people that can't, you know, bake or decorate their homes. Give some more ideas around adding to that, what people can do to make money, because it's out there. The jobs are available.
Exactly. I mean, and it's not just jobs. I mean, you can create your own jobs. You look
exactly
at how you be of service to others. So you want to look at your talents, your ideas, and your connections, because some people have networks. They can make introductions, or they can bring resources to the table, and you can get compensated for that. So it's your talents, your ideas, and your connections. So for your people, for your family, you're paying them for their talents to do certain things for them. They cook, they bake, they can fix up the house, all that. So you want to look at how you can apply yourself and really, you know, create your own opportunities. Look at how you can serve other people, because people may not know what your talents are, or they don't know what your ideas are. And so be of service. So look for ways of supporting other people. I mentioned that one woman, she works a full-time job, and in the evening she would go around to all the offices in her building. She would collect boxes, bring them home, and she put ads online in classified ads every day about that she had clean moving boxes, and she sold them for 50 cents a box, and she makes thousands of dollars a month. I personally spent hundreds of dollars with her when I was moving. That's just, she saw an opportunity to use her connections and really, you know, serve other people, and so she created that for herself. So that's, you know, I recommend that everyone can do that. And also, can I just give a couple more?
Absolutely. Just bring it on, girl. You're good with this.
the other thing is, we're always looking for something new. Like a lot of people, especially, and this is mostly for people already in business, already doing things, and you're looking to bring more customers, or to, you know, you're reaching out and looking outside of you and bringing more business to you. But really, I would look back in. So I would really look back at all the people that you've already served. So you want to see, you know, who did you serve? Who are your customers? Who bought from you in the past? Who's on your mailing list? And start connecting with them, because you've already done 80% of the work. They already know you. They like you. They've already bought something from you. So reach back to the people that you've serviced over the years and see if there's something you can offer them. As a business owner, you should be offering some new products and services, maybe bundle some things, give them a discount, maybe pre-sell something for 2013. Let everyone pre-purchase whatever you have to offer. Have a fire sale. Have an inventory clearance. Like, move some energy in your business. So reach back out to the people that you've already serviced. See if there's something else you can do with them. Maybe you're complete with providing a service, but maybe they can, you know, ask for referrals or offer some type of a warranty service or, you know, create something new for them. Because that's really, that's one of the best ways right now to create revenue is to reach back to the people you've already served.
And Maria, use me as an example. You and I spoke after the last show, and I was doing things in a small way, we were saying, right? Like I was working, folks, I help new radio hosts get started, and I train them and teach them how to get everything in place. Now, I was doing that one-on-one. Now, give an example through of what you said to me. Do you remember? No pressure.
Right. Right. No, no, it's fine. This is good. If you don't mind, I'm not going to tell any chicken stories.
Oh, good.
So a couple of things right now. So you want to it's all about serving more people. So how can you take it to another level? So yes, if you are providing service 101, then I would say right now, this is the time to start thinking of providing service to more people. So the way you do that, you want to look at how you can package yourself in a way that you can serve more people. And that's why we do books and audio products, and we do things called the webinars and teleclasses, which are virtual trainings or live trainings. So virtual trainings are on the phone or on your computer, or you can do live trainings. And consider, you know, if you're already doing something right now and you're serving more people, serving, you know, one-on-one clients, consider what would it look like if you served 10 at a time, 100 at a time. And so really get into that mode of repackaging yourself or reorganizing your talent so that you can serve more people, which Sue can. We devised a plan so that Sue can literally go from 1 to 1,000 customers very quickly. And we're going to ramp that up in 2013.
Yeah, and that's what exactly. Once we get our move over, you know, we're going to be sharing more information on my site and making some changes. And Maria is such a guru, guys. Like, if you are looking for someone to help you to grow your business, this girl is your answer. Now, Maria, and she didn't pay me to say that either. She really is awesome. Now,
and, you know, and people can reach out to me as well. They just have to contact, if you just opt into any of our sites, especially around the Enlightened Entrepreneur Summit, and just write us a message and say you'd like to talk to me. We have spots where we schedule private consultations with people, and I can share, you know, with whatever's happening in your life, I can give you some ideas.
Sure, and tell everybody what the website is you want them to go to connect with you.
Well, the best place to start is probably go the Enlightened Entrepreneur Summit. It's EESEvent.com, EESEvent.com. And if you sign in, we're actually getting ready to open the doors to registration for the next event, which is January 10th, 11th, 12th. And this is twice a year I just invite people in, all my experts, my team, and we literally do 3 days of business building. We do personal transformation where you get yourself ready to step into that higher place, you know. So, and then the second day is all around building your business. So we do a lot of this strategizing around systems and monetizing your talents and all of that. We do masterminding and networking. And then the third day is around wealth creation and funding and, you know, bringing the resources to the table that you need to succeed. So we do a lot around funding. And so we're getting ready to open the doors for registration. We'll have a lot of discounts, and we'll be giving away some free tickets as well. But for now, I recommend that you sign in. If you opt in and get your free gift, and then you can go back and send us a message, I'd be happy to connect with you personally.
And tell them again the website address?
It's EESEvent.com, EESEvent.com. Or if you want to email us directly, it's admin, A-D-M-I-N, at passion. The number 2prosperity.com, passion2prosperity.com. And we have lots of free resources for people about business building and all of that, but that's, you just get started, get your free gift now, and then we'll send you some other things to support you in your business. But I want to share something that's really important. I think I want everyone to look at this, and really, and this is a whole mindset thing.
It is, yeah.
It's not about working harder. Yeah, it's not just about, if you want to make more money, what's happening now is there's a lot of contraction because we hear, you know, reports in the economy and all that, which you know, there is a lot going on. But here's the deal. If you have been discounting your prices, and if you're getting smaller and smaller, and you just now you need more money, this is a sometimes it's not about working harder. Sometimes you have to really just raise your prices.
Yeah.
So I do recommend, you know, for every expert to really look at not, it's not just about lowering your prices and, you know, being competitive. It's like if you want to increase your revenue, the first place to go is with you. So we look at now raising our prices, but not just raising our prices, building more value, okay? So what are the things that you can do to bundle right now? We're looking, Sue, that you have so much to offer your clients that we're taking all everything you have to offer, all your connections, you know, all the platforms, all, I mean, this, when you're in Sue's world, you, it's amazing, and people don't really understand the scope of the support that you can give them.
So and really can I add something to that, Maria? One thing that with folks with working with Maria, you know, when you work with like a coach, I'm always saying work with a coach. I'm a life coach myself. When you work with someone, they see things that you take for granted within yourself, and you think, well, everybody else knows that. So Maria's really good at pointing that stuff out that you just think, well, everybody knows that, or, you know, it, but it's not in writing, so they don't. I really love that about you, that you,
thank
you know, you,
well,
point that out.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. It's really, I think we all need someone to hold a space for us that's like bigger than we could even imagine, that's outside of our consciousness. And also, you're right, we're so accustomed to looking at our stuff. We have no idea that we're totally undervaluing it, or, you know, really not putting out there what we really have. So, yes, we have, so I encourage all of you, if you're already in business right now and you want to make a huge quantum leap in revenue, is to really start look at what you're offering differently, start packaging more, building more value, and then you really feel justified in raising your prices, and that will take care of your revenue needs.
Okay, so let's just change this subject a little bit, go a different angle here now. We've got a lot of people listening that, you know, maybe they're stay-home moms or they're retired people, retired folks, but they want to make more money for the holidays. I talked about how my kids are making cookies or decorating our house. They don't have a business, but they want to have some cash coming into them for that extra money for Christmas. Give us some more ideas. You talked about the lady who was she a single mom, and she was getting the boxes and breaking them down and selling them, right?
Yeah, find out people.
Can you give us some more ideas?
Sure. Find out who has a need. So just move. You know, really eBay, I love eBay. It's such a wonderful place. I'm watching people. Do you have eBay?
We use it here in Canada, but I don't know what you want me to do with it. I think I'm going to learn something right now from you.
Okay, well, eBay, it's just an example, but you can do this a lot of things. So you have, like, eBay is an online auction. It's where you can sell things. So you don't have to sell your own stuff. So maybe there's somebody locally. If you're say you're like the computer, you're good on the computer. If you're if you're at home, you probably use your computer to communicate with the rest of the world. Maybe there's a local merchant who's trying to move some inventory, and they just need help. Well, why don't you help your local businesses put their things online and sell their products on eBay and get, you know, 20, 30, 40%. Cut or whatever, you know, you can get. And so you see a lot of that. You see people have their own little stores on eBay, and they're selling other people's products. Same thing with Amazon. You can have Amazon stores or Yahoo stores. And so if you have access to local merchants or products or somebody else's services, you know, consider moving that online. Like if you like computers, if you're because you use the reference, you know, a stay-at-home mom or someone who's retired, and I find that when you're in that situation, you tend to, you know, you use the computer more to communicate with the world. And so use that, you know, really capitalize on that talent of yours, because if you probably now know, you know, all the websites that you need to know and the internet inside and out. So start thinking about that. Become an affiliate. Affiliate is really where you're basically selling someone else's products and services online. And so you can do that through Facebook, as I said, eBay, Amazon. So that's a really easy way of making money, is you're literally helping someone move their products and services or sell their products and services down a new path.
Yeah,
they may not be down.
That's awesome. Now, you know, after we had you on the last show,
folks, it's just amazing the feedback I get from you all. I want you to know I really appreciate when you share things about what our guest has done. And last time we had Maria on, a girl came up to me and she had heard the show. She was just so at a place where her finances were not in a good way. And after hearing Maria's ideas, she has now started her own dog sitting company. Wow. And she does this part-time, and she's looking after dogs like she does dog sitting. People go away. I travel. I need a dog sitter. I need somebody to walk my dogs if I'm busy worth working. This is another thing, folks, that if you're an animal lover, you know, walk people's dogs while they're on holidays. You know, my kids, when they were younger, they would shovel snow. We don't want the snow yet. I'm not putting that out there. But, you know, that's another way that once the snow comes, start making money by shoveling other people's driveways. Christopher,
it's providing a service. Yeah, you're actually providing a service to someone else, and you know that's kind of scale. I mean, you are limited, but it is scalable. I mean, you can manage multiple driveways at a time, so you can make some money doing things like that. Absolutely,
especially like somebody who might be retired. They may have a snowblower. You know,
now, our dog walker, of course. If I was, you know, the dog walker, I would let her do that for a few months. But of course, if I stepped in, I would now look at franchising the business nationally.
Exactly. I know you would. Now, Christopher,
yes.
I know you're all radio, right? What other passions do you have? Like, so that Maria could use you as an example. We always have to have you as part of the show, you know?
Well, of course, my passions are the most unique passions. You know that. In my spare time, this sounds crazy, but I draw utility poles and electrical lines. And I use a pencil because I pretend I'm putting up poles. And then when the pole needs to be replaced, I erase the old one and I put up the new one. And believe it or not, it's an actual working electrical grid. So I always said that if something happened to the entire, you know, electrical grid across the nation and nobody were working, you know, if this December 21st thing were true and all of the electrical people couldn't work anymore, I could figure it all out. That's my passion.
Oh my gosh, so you construct, so you build that?
I love to draw utility poles. So yeah, that's a passion of mine. I could actually build it if I wanted to.
Wow, that's incredible.
I don't know how to answer that.
I know you wouldn't.
So is it only utility poles you can draw? Like, can you draw other things, Christopher?
I can, but you asked me what my next passion was next to radio, and that's it. Well, that's the only one I can talk about.
Maria, I'm letting you take that one from there.
Okay, so you know, it may not be the utility poles, but it just reminded me of somebody that has like a unique, like I met, in fact, I was speaking to someone who really knew how to access like rare, he built old radios. He rebuilt old transistor radios or things like that. That was a hobby of his, and apparently there's a lot of people that like that, and he also knew where to source the parts, too.
Oh.
So I said, you know, and this could be for anyone that has a hobby, okay, that they're very good at, they're making something, they're doing something, they're drawing something, making something, and they also know where to get parts for it. So I said, you could actually start a membership where people, maybe you're filming yourself do it, or you're teaching people how to do it, or just by being a part of your membership club, they actually are part of a buying club. Like, you'll help them source out the materials that they need, you'll answer questions, you'll give them insight. I don't know if there's a lot of people who want to know how to draw poles, but that's very similar to what, you know.
Well, what I was hoping,
maybe, think about this.
What I was hoping you would say was maybe not the drawing pole part, but actually helping the electrical company.
Well, you can do that, but really even I was thinking the art side. I mean, have you really looked at the artistic side of it? Maybe there's something about that that you could sell.
That's something I totally would not have thought of, and I think that's great for two reasons. Number one, I didn't think of it, and I think it's a great idea. Number two, my entire family's happy because they don't have to worry about me climbing up poles and getting electrocuted now.
Well, I would like to see the pictures, and don't. It's not about selling the originals; it's about selling them as stock photography. So you can get on these stock photography sites or stock art sites where people, you know, download them and they pay you a few dollars per download. So
wow.
You can do that. That might be an interesting niche. I mean, you know, I don't know what the market is, but I'm sure somebody will want a utility pole at some point for an image.
And can I add something to that? Because
sure.
When we were on the cruise,
Christopher, you're in a beautiful area in Rhode Island.
Right.
Yes. On the waterfront. And when we were on the cruise, I have to admit, Ross and I are not the greatest at taking top quality pictures. And the photographer, the staff that was in charge of that area, he taught Ross and I how to use our camera, that our pictures are so incredible. Now, they would make beautiful postcards. Photography of your area and selling it, or, you know, to tourists, that was huge on the ship.
You could do postcards.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm
talking about full postcards, or
well, no, we're trying to get him off that subject, Maria.
Oh, I see. I'm sorry.
Well, what do you mean we? You're trying to get me off the subject.
Okay, I am. Oh, boy. But, well, on that note, Maria, we're out of time. Christopher, I just don't know how to answer that.
It's electrifying.
Maria, can we bring you back in the new year?
Oh, absolutely. But I have to tell you, it's the first time I ever was ever on a radio show, and they said that we were out of time, and I said, thank God.
Well, you know, we do have fun here, don't we, Christopher? It's a very unpredictable show.
Yes, we do.
No more polls, though. That was
folks, I would love
to come back.
Perfect. Well, thank you for being here with us today. And folks, do check out Maria. She's an amazing girl. We will bring her back, I promise. Use her ideas. She's amazing.
I have to tell you, I have a book. I wrote a book about all this stuff, too. Passion to Prosperity, Instant Ways to Profit from Your Skills and Talents.
What website? Give us the website quick.
Amazon.com. Amazon.com.
So look up Maria Simone, S-I-M-O-N-E, right?
Yes.
Perfect. We are out of time, folks. Next week, my dear friend Katie Hennessy will be filling the host seat for me with guest movie producer Mark McGinnis. And well, next week, my hubby and I are moving into our new house that was being built all year. Finally, next week after December 20th, Bonnie Christina Ross will be here giving psychic medium readings. On behalf of my amazing superstar guest, Maria Simone, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we wish you much, much love and many, many blessings. I look forward to inspiring you real soon. Now, go and have a fantastic week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. you are a miracle, and the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.